Just give me that countryside.
New York is where I'd rather stay. I get allergic smelling hay. I just adore a penthouse view. Darling, I love you, but give me Park Avenue.
The chores.
The stores.
Fresh air.
Times Square.
You are my wife.
We'll take two tickets.
Yes, we haven't been to a dance since we moved here.
Well, you'll enjoy this. The Sons of Hooterville always throw a slam, bang, bash.
Uh-huh.
That'll be $4. $2 a ticket.
That's 75 cents.
Well, that's the price to Sons. Outsiders have to pay full price.
Why aren't you a member, Oliver?
Well, he ain't eligible. To be a Son of Hooterville, you have to live here for 25 years. Unless you marry somebody that's lived here 15 years, then you only have to live here 10 years. Unless somebody in your family is born here, then you only need 5, or any combination thereof.
Well, we only lived here for 3 years, so Oliver can't get in.
Well, he might become an associate son.
How do you do that?
Well, if you can find a son of Hooterville that's moving away, you can buy his years, but then you'd have to use his name.
Whose band is playing for the dance?
Well, we were going to have Guy Lombardo, but somebody lost the records.
You just play records.
Oh, no, we have live entertainment. Matter of fact, the entertainment gets liver as the punch bowl gets lower. Oh, the next to the basketball game put on by the Daughters of Hooterville, this is our biggest social event.
You care to join me?
Well, I might, if I knew what you were doing.
What does it look like?
It looks like you're trying to squirm out of a tight girdle.
Now, what did you do that for? I was practicing for the dance.
You call that dancing?
Well, that's the way they dance nowadays. Do you want to try it with me? You stand here, and I stand over there.
On the other side of the room?
Well, that's the way they dance nowadays. The further away, the better. Doing it.
What do you need me for?
Well, I can't dance by myself. I've got to have somebody to shake at.
Well, just do a kind of a general shake. To whom it may concern.
Oliver.
No, I like the old-fashioned way. Will you take the girl in your arms?
What do you call this?
Dancing.
It feels more like clutching to me.
What's wrong with clutching?
Nothing. Except they don't do it while they dance anymore.
Mm-hmm. Why don't we compromise? I'll clutch, and you shake.
It won't work. Either we both shake, or we both clutch.
Lisa, if we go to the dance, we're going to dance this way. Ya da 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 ya da 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 ya da 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 da. Do you want something, Eb?
Yes, sir, but it can wait till you finished clutching.
We're waltzing.
What's that?
Eb.
This is the way they dance now. Why don't you get a girl and join in?
Okay, happy hour's over. Everybody back to work.
Mr. Douglas, I've already done my chores. I milked Eleanor, fed the chickens, cultivated the corn, sprayed the tomatoes, washed your car, and swept off the front porch.
It's only 10 o'clock, and you've done all that?
Yes, sir. I just wanted to show my appreciation for the $50 advance you're going to give me on my salary.
$50?
Yes, sir. I figured I'd ask you for 50, and you'd offer 5, so I'll settle for 20.
You'll settle for nothing.
I didn't figure on that figure. Mr. Douglas, I need money.
So do I.
What for?
You didn't ask me what for.
I'll give you what for.
I need a new dress for the dance.
Lisa, you've got...
All I need is $3,000.
Lisa, you have to be out of your mind. $3,000 for a dress?
The dress is only $400, but the rest is for the plane ticket to go to Paris and to get it.
Lisa, you've got plenty of dresses. Wear one of those.
Now that you've saved yourself $3,000, you can afford to give me the 20 without any sweat.
If I went to New York, I could probably cut the cost to $1,500.
The answer to both of you is no.
There goes the last of the big cheapskates.
Yeah, and there goes the end of my romance with Lorelei.
Oh, is that what you needed the money for?
Yes, ma'am. It's her birthday next week, and I wanted to buy her a nice present and take her out to some swanky place for dinner, like the Pixley Diner with tablecloths.
Don't give up yet, Ab. Like my mother always says, there is more than one way to skin a mink.
Mr. Douglas! Golly, Dinger Fritz! What are you doing?
I'm trying to get rid of some of these weeds.
The master of the plantation shouldn't be doing surf work.
Sir?
Here, give me that. Now, you go over and sit under the tree in the shade, and I'll come over and fan you from time to time.
Eb, I'm not advancing you the $20.
That was a father's thing from my mind.
Eb, there's no reason why you should need an advance. You get a good salary. What do you do with it?
I'll send it home. They like a good laugh now and then, too.
Look, Eb.
All I'm asking for is $20.
What do you need it for?
It's Lorelei's birthday, and I want to buy her a present and take her out to dinner and...
You knew Lorelei had a birthday coming up. Why didn't you save for it?
I did. I had $30. And one day I was at the doctor's office and... Well, I don't know what came over me, but I up and treated everybody to flu shots.
Eb, when is her birthday?
Next Thursday.
That gives you almost a week to earn whatever you need.
But, Mr. Douglas, I can't earn the whole
thing. That's what I used to do when I needed extra money. I worked evenings.
You've seen Hooterville at night. What is there to do around here?
Well, you're an enterprising young man. You'll think of something. Who is it?
It's me, sweetie.
Come in.
Are you decent?
Just come in.
Okay. Your knob came off.
Oh. Love, love.
A lot of that going around.
Ralph, you...
You should have been at the doctor the other day. Eb treated everybody to flu shots.
I think you broke something.
Yeah, probably. Where is it?
Where's what?
My dress.
What dress?
The one I gave $2 to Eb for to rent for the dance.
You gave Eb?
He told me how hard up for cash you are.
I'm not.
I think it's a wonderful way to raise money. Renting your wife's dresses for an evening. Now, where are they?
Look, we're not renting.
Oh, hello, hello there, Rob.
You know what that stupid Eb did?
That's a fine way to talk about the boy when he's trying to help shore up your shaky financial foundation.
I don't have a shaky foundation.
No, he's a clutcher.
Lisa, Eb is trying to raise that $20 by renting your clothes.
What? You told him to be enterprising.
Well, I didn't mean he should...
Can I see the dresses?
We're not renting any dresses.
You took my $2. What kind of a racket are you running here?
Look, I'll see that Eb gives you back your money.
Well, I'd rather have the dress. I haven't got anything to wear to the dance.
Well, I'd be glad to lend you one, and you don't have to pay anything for it.
I don't?
Of course not.
Well, then why did you take my $2?
I didn't... Here's your $2.
Well, come, let's see if we can find a dress for you to wear. Come on, Rob.
You think you can find something to make me look sexy?
Try one of my suits. Oh, dear,
dollar and a half mink coat.
What?
The ones you're renting for the dance.
Wait a minute. We're not renting any mink coats.
Oh, yeah? Your son Eb said you were worried that people would find out you were flat on your uppers.
I'm not flat on anything, and he is not my son.
Oh, I got his signature right here on this receipt. You see that there? Eb Douglas.
His name is Eb Dawson.
Then you're Mr. Dawson.
No, my name is Douglas.
Changed it to avoid your creditors.
No, lady, I didn't...
Where are the coats?
For the last time...
Oh, hi, Minnie.
Oh, hi, Ralph.
Oh, say, that's pretty. I got it from Mrs. Douglas for the dance.
How much do they rent for?
Mrs. Douglas is lending it to me for nothing.
Then how come you're charging me a dollar and a half for a fur coat?
Oh, Oliver, you shouldn't have done that.
I didn't. Eb did.
Well, if you need a fur coat for the dance, I've got plenty of them. I'd be glad to lend you one for nothing.
Lisa...
Can I have my dollar and a half back?
Oh. Yeah, there you are. Mm.
Coming into the bedroom, Mrs.
Holcomb.
I'm Lisa Douglas.
Pleased to meet up with your acquaintance.
Let's go.
Mrs. Douglas, I think a fur coat would look awful good with this.
Well, you can have one.
Could I have a dress to go with a fur coat?
Look, Lisa. We're not renting any dresses or fur coats.
Oh, then I won't be able to go to the dance.
Mr. Kimball, I thought it was... Well, what can I do for you?
May I have the keys to your car, please?
The keys to my...
Now, let me get this straight. You charge 3 cents a mile for the first 50 miles, and then 2 cents a mile for every mile thereafter, and you pay for the gasoline. Or is it 3 cents a mile for the gasoline, and you pay for the first 50 miles? Well, whatever it is, I'm sure glad that Eb told me about your car rental service.
My car is not for rent.
That's it, Mr. Douglas. Put up a good front. Yeah, no sense in letting everybody know that you're down and out. Have you had anything to eat today?
Of course!
Boy, I haven't. I gave Ed my last $3 to rent the car.
Look, here's your $3 back.
Oh, no. You keep it. You need it worse than I do.
I don't need it.
Mr. Douglas, I admire your courage. I mean, a lot of men in your position would be crying and whining, but not you. You're taking it like a... Come to think of it, I gave Eb $4 to rent the car.
Here's to your other dollar.
Oh, what's this for?
Well, you said you gave him $4.
What for?
To rent my car!
Oh! May I have the keys to your car, please?
No!
But I...
Beat it! Ooh, that Eb, if I ever get my hands on him...
When you place the dance steps on the floor in the pattern indicated... You are ready to start. Place your left foot on footprint number one and your right foot on footprint number two. Now, move the left foot from position one to position three. Now, slide the right foot to position four. Move your left foot gracefully to position five while clapping hands in rhythm overhead and wiggling the hips. Oh, hi. Just practicing my mail order watusi. I wanted to learn something new for the dance. Seems the girls today prefer shakers to clutchers.
Well, look, I won't keep you. I'm looking for Eb.
Oh, he was here just a few minutes ago. I think he said he was going to go over and see Haney.
Uh-huh. Thank you.
Oh, by the way, Mr. Douglas, would 7 o'clock tonight be all right?
For what?
To come over and pick up the tuxedo I rented.
Did Eb rent you?
Yeah, I paid him the $2.50 in advance.
Mr. Drucker...
I sure am sorry to hear things are going so bad for you.
Look, Mr. Drucker, there is nothing... Here's your $2.50 back.
Well, you sure you're not giving me this just to save face? Eb said you might.
You forget what Eb said. Wait till I find him.
The reason I came to you, Mr. Haney, is because you're so good at raising money.
Oh, it's just a natural-born talent I have, like some people have for music. Now, you take my cousin. He could pick out a tune on a zither when he is only 2 years old.
Which cousin was that?
Oh, you've seen him, the kid with the swollen finger.
Well, my problem ain't musical, it's monetary.
Just how much monetary does it involve?
$20. I've already got 10, but I need 10 more.
You've got $10?
Yes, sir.
Can I see it?
Here you are, right here.
Oh, do you mind if I count it? You're right, there's $10 there. Now, what can I do for you?
Well, for one thing, you can give me back my $10.
Oh, didn't I give that back to you?
No, sir.
You say you got $10 and you need $10 more.
I had 10, but you have it.
Oh, you mean my consultation fee.
Consultation fee?
Well, you don't expect to come over here and get advice from my natural-born money-making talents for nothing.
Mr. Haney, I want my money back.
No need to get your riles up. You're investing that 10 in the franchise. You are the Midwest distributor for Lickwell's Liver Lotion.
Liver Lotion?
You sell these and you'll wind up with the $20 you need.
Who'll buy this stuff?
Anybody who sees these, they're part of the sales kit we furnish you with.
What are those?
Before and after liver x-ray.
Where's the liver?
In the icebox so the cat can't get it. We furnish you with that little sales joke free of charge. Now notice how tired and droopy the liver is in the before. Now look at the after. Did you ever see a more soothed, happier liver in your life?
I can't tell the difference.
Well, that's because you ain't a liver. You just take my word for it.
Well, if you think I can sell it...
You won't have as much trouble as Dr. Ehrlich had with his magic bullet.
Thank you, Mr. Haney. Thank you very much. You solved
it. Uh-oh. Eb.
Double uh-oh.
I've been looking all over for you.
It's good to see you, Mr. Douglas.
You keep out of this. You owe me $10.
I'm keeping out of this.
But, Mr. Douglas...
I've refunded all the money you got for those rentals. You had no right to do that.
But...
$10?
Well, here you are.
What's this?
You are now the Midwest distributor for Lickwell's Liver Lotion.
What does that do?
I don't know.
Well, it says so here on the label, softens chapped livers.
Chapped livers?
Mm-hmm.
It must mean chopped livers. Chapped livers.
That's wonderful, and you're the Midwest distributor.
No, come in.
Hi, Miss Douglas.
Oh, hello there, Mrs. Holcomb.
Mr. Douglas, I'm just returning your coat and dress. I won't be able to go to the dance.
Oh, that's a shame. What's wrong?
Well, I can't get a babysitter. Everybody in town's going.
Shine, sir.
Oh,
it's only $1 per shoe per shine, or $1.98 for the set, or 12 pair for $20. Or you can join my Shine of the Month Club.
And... Will you get lost with that?
Either are you two ladies interested?
No, but Ab, if you want to make some money, Mrs. Holcomb needs a babysitter for the dance tomorrow night.
I usually give $2 for the night.
20 would be better.
Take the 2. It's a start.
You know, Ab, if you get enough babysitting jobs, you would have your money in no time.
Yeah, no time. I'll do it.
Lisa, how long are you going to be?
I'll only be a few more minutes.
Is Ab here?
No.
Oh, are you Mr. Douglas?
Yes.
Well, Ab said I should leave Tommy with you.
No.
Here's his bottle. He gets it at 8. I'll pick him up at 12 o'clock. Thanks. Goodbye.
Wait, just a second.
Well, I'm ready to... Well, where did you get this?
Well, some woman just left him.
Anybody you know?
I never saw her before.
Oh, isn't he cute?
Yeah.
Oh,
There you are.
Here, hold on.
Hello there. Are you Mr. Douglas?
Yes.
Ed told me to leave Charlie with you. Now, his bottle and his diaries and his Arella right in here.
No, I can't.
He gets fed at 9:15. I'll pick him up after the dance. Good night.
Look, miss. Mrs. I don't know.
Oliver, where are you going to put these?
Where's that stupid Eb? Eb!
Howdy. Oh, I see two of them got here already.
Eb.
These are the Beasley kids, Bradley and Sarah.
Eb. Well, what do you think you're doing here? Running some kind of a... Eb, what are you up to?
Using my good old American ingenuity. Wholesale babysitting.
You're going to babysit this four of them?
No, ma'am. 10.
What?
Isn't this a Keno idea? 10 babies at $2 a baby, and I've made my whole $20 in one evening. Holy smoke, I gotta get moving. I got 6 more to pick up.
Eb, come back here!
7, 8, 9, 10. Well, they're all here. Thanks a lot for letting me use your bedroom. Now, I want you to go to the dance and have a good time.
You expect to take care of all 10 of these kids by yourself?
No, sir. There's this friend of mine coming over to help me out. Oh, that must be him now. Come in. Arnold, you're late.
That's the friend that's going to help you?
Yes, sir. He's an experienced baby herder. You see, in case any of these little babies start to crawl away, well, Arnold rounds them up and herds them back.
You're not going to let that pig get anywhere near those kids. Out! Out! Of all the stupid things bringing...
What are they yelling about?
Why did you change clothes?
Why, we can't go to the dance and leave all the babies alone here with Eb.
No, I guess we can't.
Well, as long as you're not going, can I have your tickets?
No.
Well, there's no sense in all of us staying here.
Look, you're not leaving. If you hadn't... quiet!
What you've done?
Quiet!
That ain't no way to handle kids. Cool it, or nobody gets to watch the boob tube. You gotta use child psychology.
Yeah, child psychology.
Well, we've got to get organized. These babies have to be bottled, changed, and burped. We all have to pitch in. This one is ready for the burping department.
Yeah, just a minute. Attaboy.
That was me.
Come on, little baby. Oh. There you go.
Here, change this.
Yes, sir.
Isn't this fun?
This is a great way to enjoy a dance.
Ain't that a great feeling?
Lullaby and good night. Lullaby.
You've got such a wonderful voice to put people to sleep.
Thank you.
You'd make a wonderful father.
Well, you'd make a beautiful mother.
Why don't you watch where you're going?
Back to work, Elvis.
has been a Filmways presentation, darling.